Yo, minasan, konnichiwa. Welcome to Live La Vida in Japan. I'm your host, Ninja Rina. Check it out. Happy Thursday, everyone. It is April 4th, 2024. How are you? How's everything? Well, check it out. I finally got to do another thing off my bucket list. And I know for many of you that have been to Japan, you're like, oh, this is not a big deal. For me, it's a big deal because I've lived in the countryside pretty much my whole time here in Japan. I actually got to go to Tokyo. Yes, for the first time, I got to go to Tokyo. You know, I've been to the airport, but I've never been outside the airport, so that never really counts. I had some business at the U.S. Embassy in Tokyo to do, but I'm not going to talk about that. I'd rather talk about my trip and my experience in Tokyo. So what did I think of Tokyo? First off, I just want to say Tokyo is a beautiful place to visit, but there are too many people. Like, anywhere you go, there's tons of people. You cannot take a good picture at all because there's always a massive amount of people behind you taking a picture too. No matter what you do, where you go, there's always so many people. Plus, I had two kids to go with. You know, I had two kids, two of my boys. One is 5 and the other one is 1. And of course, my wife. And it was challenging with my 1-year-old because my 1-year-old, like any other kid, wants to run around and, you know, just have fun. So we went by the Shinkansen and it was, you know, smooth sailing all the way, except, you know, with my 1-year-old that would not sit down for, you know, X amount of minutes. He wanted to go walk around the train. My 5-year-old was fine. He was just chilling, enjoying the ride. You know, he had his tablet. He was looking out the window. He was playing. You know, it was easy with him. But my 1-year-old, you know, after, you know, he was good for maybe one solid hour. And then he took a nap for maybe 30 to 45 minutes. And the train ride in total was about 3 hours and change. So for that 1 hour, you know, he was just like not having it. So I had to walk around the train and he would, you know, to kill time. So we get to the station, you know. After we pull into the station, it's just a mass of people at the Tokyo station. It was insane. It was just full. And we had, you know, luggage. And we had to check in at our hotel at 4. It was actually like 11-ish or 10-something. I was 10-something. It was close to 11. So I did the genius thing, which is not really a genius thing. I reserved a locker. Okay, because I read that all the lockers go fast. So I reserved a locker online. And guess what? I never found the locker. Imagine that. I couldn't find the locker. I even asked, you know, 2-3 people and they didn't know what I was talking about. Like, I was just crazy. So either it was a scam or I just couldn't find the locker. So I ended up getting another locker and had to pay for that. So, you know, we rented a locker, so I highly suggest if you go, please take a locker because you could save a lot of time on just not carrying all this extra weight. So we put the locker away, and then we were walking around trying to figure out how to get out of the Tokyo station. We were all hungry. We spent a lot of time looking for the locker that we never found, so we just put it somewhere randomly, and we went out to the street, just walked around. We were hungry. And we couldn't find any place to go to. So I just said, you know what? Let's just go on a taxi. So we went on a taxi. We went to the Shibuya Scramble. And let me tell you, for those that don't know the Shibuya Scramble, it's this famous crossing where you have like, it's like a triangle, I guess you could say, of people crossing different directions. It's been made famous in many movies. It's especially like in Tokyo Drift, they came out and many movies. I mean, if you've seen a movie about Japan, they usually show that. And it's really cool. But that's the expectation, okay? I'm going to be real here. It is not what it's meant out to be in the movie. I actually was like, this is it? This is the Shibuya Scramble? It's actually a lot smaller than it looks on TV and the movie or whatever. I was expecting this massive street where you had to cross to get to the other side. No, it was maybe half the size of what is shown in the movies, what is portrayed in the movies. It's really small. So it was kind of disappointing. I mean, we crossed back and forth, took pictures, you know, just, you know, my wife was excited and she agreed with me. It was small. It was not what it was meant to be, what we expected, okay? And Hachiko was also in Shibuya Square. And who is Hachiko? He's a legendary dog that pretty much is Tokyo. And there was a statue of him and we took a picture with the dog. There was a line, not too bad, but we went to go take a picture. Funny enough, you know, it was like this line is not an official line. It was just people doing the right thing and forming a line. But there's, of course, there's always the people that want to sneak in and take a picture because they do not want to wait in line. And we had this one dude that actually asked my wife, "Hey, is it okay if I take a quick picture, you know, before you go in there?" And he thought, I guess my wife was going to say, yeah, she was going to, it was hard for her to say no. My wife just looked at me and I told the guy, I looked straight in his face and I told him, maybe you should wait in line. And I pointed to the end of the line and he got really defensive with me and said, I was in line. And I'm like, and you know, it was all BS because the people that were in front of us were three women. And we've never saw him ever in line. So he just wanted to jump the line and he got mad at me. And then we had this other, I don't know where they're from, this granny and grandson wanted to jump in to take pictures. My wife was a little timid, so she didn't go fast enough. I made her go in front because they were, you know, if you're going to do that, wait in line. And I yelled out in Japanese really loud, you know, "Junba," which basically is wait your turn. And they ran away. They got scared because I guess they didn't expect that, but I was a little ticked. But other than that, you know, we took the picture and then we went to eat sushi. And the prices for this sushi is not what I'm used to here in where I live in the countryside, because you pay 100 yen per plate of sushi. In the Tokyo area, in the Shibuya area, we were paying from 300 to 200 to 150 yen per plate of sushi, depending on what you wanted to order. So, I mean, yeah, it was a little pricier, but overall, they were good. I can't really complain. The taste was good. So, we also went to this new place I never heard of. Maybe it's because I'm just too busy with things here, but the Shibuya Sky. It's a building where you go to the roof and you can basically just see the skyline of Tokyo and the surrounding areas. But like everything else, it was sold out. It was sold out for the day. And my wife checked the website and it's sold out till April 12th. So it's sold out pretty much for 2 weeks already. So yeah, if you're going to do that, make sure you plan ahead. So after that, we went to Asakusa. I had, like I said, you know, forgive me. I'm not familiar much with Tokyo. My wife is. So we went there. I had no idea what that was. It's a famous gate. And we got there, we went by train. It took like about 40 minutes to get there. And my little boy was not having it. He was just having a tantrum on the train and, you know, he was done. And when we got there, once again, a massive amount of people. We took pictures, but like I said, it was like penguins. There's so many people, it's impossible to take any good pictures. But it was a pretty place to visit. And after that, we finally went to go check in on the hotel. Actually, we first went to get our luggage, and then from the luggage, we went to the hotel. And pretty much that was the end of the day. I mean, we went to Donki, and it was, you know, we got food and slept. And then in the morning after we went to the embassy, we had some time. But you know what? We were so tired from the first day that we just ended up going to Tokyo Station, changed our ticket, and came home. So what did I learn from this trip? Number one, if you're going to go to Tokyo, go by yourself or your significant other. Don't take your kids, okay? If you have kids, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm going to be honest here. Let me correct that. Small kids. Now, if I went with my wife, I honestly would have had a blast, okay? Okay, there's all these people, yeah. But if I went with my wife, I think I would have a lot more fun because we could have done a lot more things. Because I went with my, you know, my boys, it was impossible to do much of anything. You know, I wanted to go to Akihabara. I wanted to go to the Tokyo Tower, Skytree, and et cetera. But because, you know, we have, you know, 1 year old and a 5 year old, it was impossible. It was impossible to go anywhere because they were tired and, you know, they were hungry and they walk slow because obviously they're small kids. So, you know, we didn't get to do as much as we would like. So if you're going to go by yourself, your significant other or friends, no small children because it'll be challenging. I mean, it was challenging for me and I was really tired. I'm actually tired now still from the trip because I think I was just stressed out because I was just making sure that my kids were okay. So what do you think about this? What have you been to Tokyo? What has been your experience? Please shoot me an email at goninjadad@gmail.com. I'm curious to know. Anyhow, that is all for today. Thank you for listening. I will talk to you later. Hasta luego. Matane.